Scientists have known for a long time cooling certain conductors lowered their resistance to the flow of electricity, which increases efficiency. But moving from the lab to the power pole has been difficult. Now a Massachusetts company, American Superconductor, is using a ceramic microfilament wrapped around a tube of liquid nitrogen. John Howe is one of the company's vice presidents. He says the world's first test in a live utility grid will be in Detroit.
There are 9 cables currently serving this neighborhood of Detroit that have about 18,000 pounds of copper conductor. These 3 new superconducting lines will carry the same amount of power with only 250 pounds of superconducting material.
If the test is successful, the new cable could be used for main power lines across the nation. Because it's so much more energy efficient, it could mean less pollution to produce the same amount of usable electricity. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.